On occasion, a Catholic priest will meet someone whose soul resembles that of the Magdalene. More often than not, such a meeting occurs within the context of confession. For it is there that the soul allows the light of God's love to shine upon them. It is there that the light of truth reigns supreme. In the life of a priest, I think I can speak for most of us priests here today, there are few things more glorious, more beautiful, more mind-bogglingly amazing than meeting a Magdalene soul within the sacrament of Mass. Now, Mary Magdalene is one of those saints, one of those historical figures who requires little in the way of introduction. She was the one from whom Jesus cast out 7 demons. She was the one who stood by the cross. She was the one who announced the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. I trust that you all know her story, at least in broad strokes, for as members of the Dominican parish, we're all about Mary Magdalene. We love that woman to death. But as for the Magdalene soul, this phrase, this idea, it's a construct of my own reflection, my own meditation upon the mystery of forgiveness, of mercy, and of love. In my estimation, the Magdalene soul, if we can dare use that phrase, is that person, that sinner, who most resembles this woman, this Mary. The Magdalene soul is the penitent sinner who has come back from the throes of the grave and thrown herself in all sincerity before the feet of Jesus, begging for his love, and begging for his mercy. The Magdalene soul is that special someone who once threw herself to the wolves, who has lived a life of sin, of debauchery, whether that be public or private, and who has, often for an extended interval, lived in the valley of hell. Now, if the Magdalene soul were to remain there, if she were to remain in sin, if she would allow those bondages to stay with her, she would not be a true Magdalene soul. The Magdalene is the one who turns away from sin, who turns, not just turns, but in fact runs to Jesus in order to be saved. Whether it be 10, 20, 30, 40, or 50 years, the Magdalene soul is the one who has turned back on it all, on a life of sin, and this for a man, for a God named Jesus. Now what I'm trying to do is parse here a couple of things. The first is the Magdalene soul is different than the prodigal son. And I'm also riding up against a popular depiction that we saw most recently in the Chosen series. Perhaps you've seen Chosen, the second season of that series that depicts the life of Jesus with his apostles. Had a very interesting episode where Mary Magdalene, after having experienced the graces of conversion, fell back into sin, turned away from Jesus, and went back to her old life. Maybe you are already aware, but this caused quite the ruckus on the interwebs. Twitter, Instagram blew up with every Christian imaginable, wanting to argue either for or against this new narrative, extra-biblical stuff. Traditionally, though, my friends, as a Catholic, such a theory, such an idea, is quite foreign to us. Because the foremost attribute of a Magdalene soul is devotion. Devotion is that act of the will in which a soul gives him or herself to God totally, entirely, completely. Catholics piously believe, and this is the centuries over, the Middle Ages, this is universal, that Mary Magdalene's conversion, her leaving a life of debauchery behind and turning toward Jesus, gave rise within her soul of untold devotion. She gave herself over to Jesus completely and totally, that her past life became truly a thing of the past, that upon meeting Jesus, she was given particular favors unlike any other woman the world had ever seen, save that of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Blessed Humbert of Romans, a Dominican friar of the 13th century, said this: "After Magdalene was converted to penitence, the Lord bestowed such great grace upon her that after the Blessed Virgin, no woman could be found to whom greater reverence should be shown in this world and greater glory in heaven." And so, revisiting again that Chosen series depiction, it's not anti-Catholic, it's not to be cursed, but it is foreign to us. Because traditionally speaking, Catholics believe that when Mary Magdalene turned to Jesus, when she threw herself at his feet, she truly turned towards him. And so this Magdalene soul that I'm trying to have, it's like a working thesis, if you will, that I'm trying to produce here this evening, is one who has turned toward Jesus and has been given the grace of devotion, so that she remains turned toward Jesus. So if you're a priest in the confessional, and this person comes before you in all humility and says, "Father, it's been 30 years, it's been 40 years, it's been 50 years. The grace of conversion, wonderful. Absolution, fantastic." The Magdalene soul is the one who does not go back. Who does not go back to the past sins, but the one who stays with Jesus. Our friar, our friend, our confrere, in the Dominican order, St. Thomas Aquinas, praises St. Mary Magdalene's devotion for three things. He says that Mary Magdalene's devotion was constant. It was overflowing in tears, and it exemplified her earnest search for Jesus. And so I would like to think, and I would like to suggest for you and for me during this time of adoration, that to really understand what it is to be a Magdalene soul, one must have this grace of devotion, but one must also be constant in it. One must be moved to tears by it, and one must always search for Jesus because of it. St. Thomas Aquinas brings this out, draws this out, based on the reflection of tomorrow's gospel, when Mary Magdalene is there at the tomb of our Lord. That when all the disciples dispersed, she remained, which suggests her constancy. But not only did she remain, she was weeping all the while. And St. Thomas does a wonderful job of distinguishing between two different types of tears that fell upon Mary Magdalene's face. Tears of compunction, sorrow for those things of her past life, but also tears of devotion. Tears of devotion. That she loved Jesus so much, so much. She wanted to be with him forever. And finally, the fact that she was there, that she encountered the risen Lord first, shows forth her earnest search for Jesus, a desire of love, to be with him and to be with him always. Today, this holy hour is offered for those Magdalene souls, those souls who know not yet that they are in fact resembling the Magdalene, those souls who have yet to put their shadow upon the threshold of the confession, but who will, someday, in God's mysterious providence, see a priest and ask for forgiveness. It is a wonderful grace, a wonderful privilege, a wonderful blessing to experience the love of God in this way. So let us, my dear friends, do our part, in as much as we can here today, to pray for those Magdalene souls who have yet to convert, but will, in God's providence and eternal wisdom, do so someday. Amen.